Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome. Today I'm joined by Ippolito Cataneo, who's CEO at Ajax Resources. Hi today, Ippolito.
I'm very well, Zach. Very nice to be here with you.
Well, we haven't spoken for some weeks, so maybe an update is due.
Yes, many months, more than a few weeks. So Ajax has continued to deliver news flow, as you will have seen. We've completed almost all the deals we've announced. There's one deal that is pending, which is the Pegoanta deal, which we're just getting the SPA drafted and agreed between the parties and executed. So that's where we're on the Pegoanta deal, which is a formerly producing very advanced polymetallic deposit in Chile that we've acquired from Asara Resources in Australia. But the big news is we've concluded the Pereira Velo deal with Appian, who are now a major shareholder in Ajax. So Appian, just for the sake of good order and reference, is a company, well, is a private equity group with $5 billion under management. And so they have a strategy which is very similar to ours. They acquire undervalued projects in very classical private equity fashion, and then they invest in them, turn them around, create very significant value, and then either hold them or divest them. So that's their strategy. In fact, 20 kilometers away from Pereira Velo, which is the project we've just acquired from them, which is a gold oxide near surface deposit with roughly 160,000 ounces in the ground, although that's non-JORC compliant, so we need to conduct further drilling to enlarge and to get a JORC compliant resource. But 20 kilometers distance from Pereira Velo, we have another mine, an actual mine which is producing gold and copper, called Serrote, which Appian acquired in 2018 for roughly $30 million and sold in 2025 for $420 million, having invested in it, re-energized the story, and brought it to production. So that's an example of what can be achieved with this strategy. So we've built a good portfolio in South America. And we're now, we have roughly just under 10 million market cap. We have north of 3 million pounds in the bank. We have no debt. We have only 120 million shares in issue. And we now have Appian, which with $5 billion under management, which I think we're the only junior listed company or the only listed company in the UK with an investment from Appian. So we're very happy. And we've announced some good news that perhaps we can discuss during this interview, and we're looking forward to the future.
Right. Although we haven't spoken, I've been commenting and writing about your deals over the recent weeks. And it was almost sort of felt like there was an announcement every other day. Could it be the case that some people, are struggling to keep up?
Yes, well, I mean, the sad part sometimes is that you deliver really good news, or news that is objectively, good progress, shows something very significant is happening is being created, and the market doesn't react in the way that you would expect. That is unfortunately one of the biggest disappointments that a CEO or a board of a junior company can face. When the market doesn't understand the news or doesn't give the value that you would expect the news to deserve. However, you cannot blame the market. That is sacrilege. That is highly forbidden. So you need to go and work with the market, understand why the market isn't giving you the value you believe you deserve, and then be very patient, because sooner or later, if you are doing good work, the market will value will give the value that the story deserves. So we listed on Aquis last year at 4p. We're now at just under 8p, and we've gone all the way up to 10p. I think say north of 10p as well. So the value realization has happened, not perhaps the extent that we would have liked, but we're working on that. We've got the Makacha project, which is one of our one of the most interesting projects in our portfolio. They're all equally interesting, but probably in terms of near-term development, it's the most interesting, because that is a project we acquired under op. We've optioned it, so we've acquired it by way of an option agreement, And that is a project that was developed by Alexander Mining PLC that you may recall back in 2008 was a big AIM listed stock. They put about $20 million into the project. It's a copper silver deposit with almost 20,000 meters of drilling. It already has a JORC, a historical JORC resource. It's got 6.6 million tons at 0.6 copper and 18 grams per ton silver. And that is solely from the oxide horizon, oxide mineralization. So our goal now is we've submitted an EIA, we've announced that. So an environmental impact assessment has been performed. We're now waiting for approval of that EIA from the local mining authorities in Salta in Argentina, where the project's located. And upon approval, which in Salta is very quick in relative terms, so in the next couple of months, we could get the approval, maybe sooner, we shall see. Then we will initiate a 5,000 meter drill campaign, which will have as its objective to enlarge, to expand the oxide mineralization, and then, most importantly, test the deeper sulfide mineralization, which has never been evaluated and appraised. And on the back of this drilling, come back to the market with an updated, fully compliant JORC 2012 code compliant MRE, mineral resource estimate for this project. And our view is that there's a potential to multiply the resource by up to 5 times, right? So we th this is and we're fully funded for this program, so we don't need to raise any money for this drill campaign. So again, that is a near-term value catalyst that should bring value. We've also announced, and I should have mentioned this sooner in the interview, but it's something that I kind of treat as an openly disclosed and sort of a given. We acquired Eureka, which you will know the company that sold it to us, Bearzant Resources, sold us the Eureka project last year, which we drilled, and we are currently in talks with a Chinese company. Very large Chinese company to potentially divest the project. They've already conducted a site visit and we're now negotiating the terms of that deal. So we're very happy with that. That is part of our strategy is acquiring projects and then if it makes sense for the company to divest them and obtain the best value possible to then reallocate those resources that we've derived from a potential transaction to other projects that are potentially closer to production, like the Makassar project, which I mentioned previously, which already had production at a pilot, so by way of a pilot plant, copper cathode bars were produced. And that's, a near-term open pit copper silver mine. So that's, Eureka, one of the reasons why we divested Eureka was that it was had a longer timeline, required quite a lot of exploration investment. And we felt that at the current stage we're at, in the interests of our portfolio development, it was perhaps not the right it'd be better in our better interest to divest and focus on projects which were nearer to production. So that is a summary of where we are. We've also announced an investment in a new listing, which I'm extremely excited about. Revalue, the name of the company will be Revalue Resources. It will be listing on Aquis in later this month, in May 2026. And that is that represents our investment, our first investment in European resources. As you know, I'm European by origin. And during the phase where before Ajax listed on Aquis, we were a shell on the main market, as you will recall. And we were looking at a great number of projects across the world, in Europe, in Africa, in South America, and even in North America. I visited many, many projects, always with a strategy of acquiring projects which were highly undervalued and had the potential to be potentially near-term producers. So, with that strategy in mind, we looked at many projects in Europe, and we have all that good work, all the work we did is still with us, in the sense that we created Ajax as a South American-focused company, but we had all these connections, all these assets in Europe that we knew about and we wanted to take forward. And so the way we decided to take things forward was to list a new business. With a clean, very clear strategy, which was exactly like Ajax's, but focused on Europe. And so we've partnered up with Zenith Energy, which is a company I know you know well, and that I know well, having previously worked there. And Zenith has two applications, which have been accepted and are now subject to EIA approval for the light exploration licenses to be issued. And they're the biggest, they've applied for the largest uranium deposits in Italy. And these are two fully built underground mines in Italy, in the north of Italy, an hour from Bergamo in the north. And so the Revalli will list on Aquis with these two assets, which are unique. And Ajax will be a significant shareholder, but Zenith will be a much larger shareholder because obviously the two uranium licenses were applied for by Zenith subsidiary in Italy, which has a more than 10 years of history of operating as a gas producer and electricity producer. And so that was, you know, in a regime, in a jurisdiction such as Italy, where technical and financial capabilities are very important. We felt that the best applicant was Zenith's Italian subsidiary because of the history of operating, employing people, and producing energy that that subsidiary has in Italy. Whereas a company like Ajax, obviously being a new company, doesn't have a similar history or track record just by virtue of being new. So that was that's a sort of a very long monologue for you. But a summary of where we are, and we're very confident. I mean, the conversation with Appian is ongoing. We've of course concluded the first deal, but the rationale with Appian is to do other deals, right? We want to be the we're already the only junior listed company, or the only listed company in the UK that they have a position in. So we want to continue this. And we're already talking to them about other opportunities in South America that we can do that we can put into Ajax. So there's other assets in their portfolio which are similar, you know, good projects which are simply too small or too perhaps early stage for their parameters, and that they can put into Ajax and obtain much greater value for their investment by way of incubating them in Ajax. And we at the same time have the support of such a large fund, and the quality of their technical and legal work, right? Because any project they acquire has been subject to a very rigorous legal, technical, and geological due diligence. So we already know it's a bit like going to a, you know, a Mercedes-Benz dealership. You already know that you're that the products you're going to be buying are first class, right? So that's the beauty of dealing with such a serious and large and successful fund such as Appian.
Well, you seem to have covered all the bases. I think that's probably the only part missing is just to summarize it, in the sense that you've got that private equity partner there. They seem to be almost like a sort of sugar daddy type of role there. It's obviously a badge of honor to have such a large organization behind you, helping with all the paperwork and everything else, which is obviously great. And I suppose it gives Ajax gives them an exposure to the listed markets or the public markets, and in a way you're in turn being almost like a listed private equity company in adopting that strategy. So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, it's a win-win. It is a win-win because they these investments, that by way of putting them into Ajax, they have exposure, as you say, to the stock market and to the equity value realization kind of dynamic, if you will. So it's clear that a fund of such magnitude and with such a in the mining world, Appian is you'd be almost impossible to find somebody who doesn't know Appian, one of the most successful funds in the industry. So having them involved gives us a great credibility because anyone looking at Ajax will and this has happened a lot over since announcing the deal. A lot of people have said, gosh, you know, you're a micro cap, you know, sub 10 million or 10 million pound company, but you have so we wouldn't perhaps typically look at you, but you've got such a distinguished shareholder that equally would never invest in a small company. So that's quite unique and peculiar in a good way. And so we're having some, you know, even with local, there's opportunities in South America we're exploring with at a governmental level. So, you know, licenses held by provinces in Argentina, which or by government agencies which see this significant shareholder as a big endorsement of the company and of the credibility and serious nature of what we're trying to put together. So that has been a big win, and for Appian it's also a win because they like, and in the announcement we put out when we first disclosed the Pereira Velo acquisition, there was a couple of paragraphs for Appian saying, it's just what I've just said, they're saying how much they like the story and how it resonates with what they're doing. So it's a win-win because they know that they're putting projects which are perhaps secondary for them because they're too small now. But again, we're talking about different parameters. They're a $5 billion fund. We're a 10 million market cap company. So too small for them is good for us in that respect. So where they're going to put them, the idea is to put more projects into Ajax, subject to our further talks that are currently ongoing, and then getting knowing that they have a company which they're already shareholders in that will be serious, will be transparent in we're not buying projects just to keep them in the on have them on the website. You see a lot of junior companies that just buy projects, accumulate them, put out an announcement saying they'll do X and Y, and then they never do it. They know that we deliver this. So our news flow shows it. We buy projects, we drill them, we develop them, we raise money, very clearly saying what the money's for, and then we deploy that money efficiently towards that goal. So they know that we're a serious company, and so that if projects are divested by them and put into Ajax, we will then drill them, develop them, and deliver value. So that's the goal. And yeah, Revali is a similar story. Revali is a great investment for us because I first discovered these uranium licenses back in 2024, two dormant, very significant underground mines that are held by the Italian government. Uranium is the discourse around uranium has changed significantly. Italy was one of the leading nuclear energy countries that were supportive of developing nuclear energy in the post-war period, but for various reasons, including Chernobyl, that all ended. There was a referendum that decisively meant that the nation decided to abandon any plans for nuclear energy. Of course, uranium extraction or uranium exploration, which is what this project is initially, and uranium are two entirely, well, connected but different matters. In Australia, you have a ban on nuclear energy, but uranium extraction and exploration is very much active. So you seemingly can't have a conversation about uranium without talking about nuclear energy. But the reality here is that these are two projects which have a potentially very significant resource, a lot of drilling. So the resource is already defined historically, and what Revali will do is we'll drill these projects in with modern technology and apply modern reporting standards to again publish a JORC compliant or NI 43-43-101 compliant mineral resource estimate, so that the resource the resources associated with both these licenses can be released to the market, and the value of the projects can be understood. So that's a pretty linear story, and again, it's very much the continuation of what Ajax has been doing and what same strategy that Zenith has had in the past with other projects. So that's the summary of where we are, and there's been macro and geopolitical matters in other parts of the world which have dampened investor sentiment on a macro level in the market, so that we've kind of been victims of that. But the underlying fundamentals of the business are very good, I hope, and I hope the market will soon understand the value of what we put together.
Well, we look forward to that realization. In the meantime, Ippolito Casneo, CEO at Ajax Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. All the best.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.